The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melvin in Washington. Larry London is here, too. He is host of Border Crossings on VOA. It's the end of the year. This is where we praise the best of the year. What do you got for the best this week?
Well, the best is certainly one of the best. When you can remain number one on the charts longer than the Beatles or Elvis or Michael Jackson, you know you've achieved something.
And you know that you're old.
Well, no, see, now that's where you're wrong, my friend, because Lil Nas X is a very young guy. I believe he turned 20 this past year. And he spent 19 weeks at number one, which broke all kinds of records, the longest reigning number one song. And that song is called Old Town Road. So I think we should check it out.
Take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
You know me, and I like this song from the first time I heard it.
Well, because you're a cowboy at heart, and I know the song with Lil Nas X also gives Billy Ray Cyrus his first number one song in many years. Achy Breaky Heart was the last time he was number one. So Billy Ray Cyrus has seen a resurgence in his career now, thanks to this song, Lil Nas X, his debut song. I mean, you talk about pressure. His debut song spends 19 weeks at number one on the charts. It's been viewed on YouTube over 477 million times, the video. The American Music Awards called it their favorite rap song. Billboard called it their song of the year. And, of course, it's going to be our song of the year as well, because 19 weeks at the top spot is hard to beat.
Tell me something about Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X came out as gay this past year. He opened up about his sexuality, said it was an accident. He really didn't plan to come out of the closet, but he did. And he's had a tough year. Even though he's had the success he's had, he released another song off of his debut EP. The EP is called Seven. He's working on his first full studio album. And that song is Panini. It did very well, but didn't kind of achieve the same greatness as Old Town Road, which puts a lot of pressure on somebody. When you come out of the gates and you set history, how do you follow that up? So he decided he's going to take some time off, and that's what he's been doing. He's kind of stepped back from the industry for a little while, but he is finishing up his debut album, so he's hopefully going to get back in the studio in 2020.
I hope he's having a good time at the end of the year, that he's having a happy holiday, and we'll have a happy new year, and you and I both wish everybody listening and everybody all over the world the same.
Yes, exactly. Ira, happy holidays to you.
Same to you, and a happy new year.
That was a program from the Voice of America.